If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this May Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. So, if you need to be in touch with Animal World during the show, if you've got questions for any of our guests, you can certainly relay them to Kathy and she can get them to me. Local number. And we still have a missing link to give away. We do have missing link to give away, so jump on the line if you'd like some missing link. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Or you can send messages, concerns, questions to via email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And it is back to, firing up here, shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I'm personally very fascinated by the great work that's going on out at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. You know, they've got the big new facility they've been in for a while now and taking care of lots more animals. And I'm particularly interested in following what's going on with their behavior program and how they're working with dogs to help them become better candidates for forever homes. So we're going to welcome back and feature this week their behavior team coordinator, Kimberly Zuckerman, and she is back with us now. Good morning, Kimberly. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning. So happy to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So for anybody that, you know, hasn't been paying attention or hasn't been with us, please tell everybody what Homeward Pet Adoption Center is all about.
Yeah, so we are a no-kill shelter over in Woodinville. Like you mentioned, we are at one of our newer facilities. We've been there, gosh, I think it will be 5 years in October that we've been at this facility.
Gosh, has it been that long already?
Yeah,
wow.
I can't even believe that it's been 5 years. I'm almost positive it'll be 5 years in October, yes.
Wow.
And we are already, you know, it's one of those things, I think, when shelters move, we're like, oh, yay, we have more space. And then when you have more space, you realize you just need more space after that and all the great things.
So you've already filled up this space, huh?
Oh, we have. We absolutely have. But it's a great facility, and it's a great location, too. A lot of people drive by, and they see our signs. And then all of our neighbors are great, and they love seeing all the animals. We're very close to downtown Woodinville, so it gives specifically our dogs, when we take them out on walks, when the volunteers walk them, they're out in the public, so people are seeing them when they're out having lunch or coffee. They recognize our volunteers. They have those bright yellow Homeward pet vests that they're wearing, so they are all always eager to find out more about the dogs that they're walking. So it's a great location. We're very happy with it.
All right. And so, and you guys do dogs and cats, right?
We do. We do dogs and cats.
And but not other critters, right? Or do
you? Unfortunately not. Nope. We are just doggies and kitties.
Well, that's a lot to cover, right? Just dogs and cats.
It is, especially with kitten season gearing up, too.
Well, and when we get to it, we're going to talk about current events. And I told everybody last hour that you've got a big kitten event coming up, and we will talk about that. I do want to ask you, though, just to clarify, you are a no-kill, you know, shelter rescue facility. You do adopt animals out, obviously. You're looking for great homes for the dogs and cats that end up with you. But how do the dogs and cats get to you in the first place?
Oh, great question. Yeah. So we get our animals from various places. So one of the things that we are big advocates in doing is we go to municipal shelters around us and we pull animals from their facility, because they are a facility that has to consider space. So we love rescuing animals from municipal shelters around us.
And that's a nice way of saying that they sometimes have to euthanize animals.
They do, yes. They are, unfortunately, with municipal shelters, the amount of animals that come in to their shelters versus the space that they have is very unfortunate. So we definitely like to do our part to help out where we can. And Erin Wise is our shelter manager, and she's in charge of all of our intake that we do. And she has created great relationships with these shelters, and they call us when they need us, or we just regularly go to certain shelters every single week. So that's one place where, or one way we get a lot of our animals. We also work with a lot of rescue groups, specifically over in Eastern Washington. And we get transports from two separate rescue groups every single week from Eastern Washington. And then we also do owner surrenders as well, too. A good portion of our animals that come into our shelter are owner surrenders.
Okay, so if for some reason, you know, somebody's listening, if they have an animal that belongs to them that they can no longer care for, for whatever reason, they can bring them to you?
Yes, so it is by appointment only. So the first step that they would want to do is go to our website, which is www.homewardpet.org.
Uh-huh.
And on our website, there is Erin's email address. Like I said, she is our shelter manager, and she's in charge of intake. And they're going to want to send her an email. And on our website, it will list all the things to include in that email. And she will go ahead and make sure that the animal is the right fit for our facility. Since we are no-kill, we don't have these high requirements. We definitely do not expect perfect animals by any means, but we need to make sure that we can financially, A, afford this animal if there's a medical issue, and then B, all of our volunteers handle our animals, so we want to make sure that they're safe, and that if they do have any behavior issues, we want to make sure that we can manage those behavior issues.
All right, that makes sense. But I'm thinking that there very likely could be people that have animals that they need to surrender, but they don't have online access. Can they just call Homeward?
They may. Yes, they may call Homeward Pet. Our phone number is 425-488-4444. And then if a receptionist answers, they can just go ahead and ask for Aaron Wise, the shelter manager. If it goes to voicemail, it will then list the extensions. And so they'll just want to go for Aaron Wise.
And that's Aaron Wise. Is that like A-A-R-O-N?
It is E-R-I-N.
Oh, okay. E-R-I-N Wise. Because sometimes those voicemail things, you have to know how to spell their names to get to their extensions.
You don't with ours, yes.
Okay, so Aaron Wise is who you want to talk to. And so that means if we're talking owner surrenders, it's not a good idea to just show up at Homeward to drop off your animal. You do need to make an appointment to do that.
Yes. Unfortunately, we are not a walk-in facility. You do need to have an appointment. So either calling or going online and emailing Aaron is the best way to set up an appointment. And one thing, you know, since we're talking about owner surrenders, one thing that I always like to remind people is it's a really difficult decision, but we really appreciate people being honest and saying, I cannot care for this animal anymore. There's like this negative stigma, oh, they surrendered their animal, they're a bad animal adopter or a bad animal guardian. And that's not always the case. Sometimes we just fall on hard times, and I just like to remind people there's no judgment. For whatever reason, you have to surrender your animal, that's okay. We're here to care for them. You know, that's why shelters are there.
And
some people are embarrassed about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's one reason why you see people leave animals in their homes or just hand them off to family members, because there's just that negative stigma. So I just always like to remind people there's no judgment when they come into our shelter in surrendering an animal. We just like to get all the information on the animal that they might know, so we can place them in the most appropriate home for them.
Yeah, and that brings up another really good point, because some owner surrenders at shelters don't tell the truth about their animals, and especially if there's a behavioral or physical issue that's going on, and they might think that, oh, if they tell the truth, the shelter won't take them, or they won't be adopted or whatever. But isn't it, in fact, true that it's very important for people to tell the truth and everything they know about their animal, because that just helps you do a better job of caring for them and finding the right place for them?
Absolutely, Martha. Yeah, you nailed it. Being honest with us is the most important thing, because guardians have to remember that at the end of the day, we are placing these animals in homes with families, potentially with children or other animals. And if they're not honest with us, then unfortunately, there's always that risk that someone can get hurt. So what I have in my experience...
And it could be the animal. It could be the animal
that
gets hurt.
Yes.
Not necessarily just the humans involved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes.
Or the new adopters may not be responsible enough to bring the animal back. They may just dump them or hurt them or kill them. So it's really important to tell the truth if you're an owner surrender.
Yes. You know, what I've always noticed with owner surrenders is what tends to happen is one of two things. One, they either up-talk the animal, this is the best animal in the entire world, and their intentions are pure. They just want them to get adopted quickly. They don't want them sitting in the shelter. Or they do the opposite and they label this dog as the worst dog in the entire world or the worst cat in the entire world, because it kind of makes us feel a little bit better about making this really difficult decision. Like, I can't handle this animal because they do A, B, and C. And that's the reason why. And they turn out being fabulous animals when they get to the shelter. So we always read between the lines, and we really just go off of spending time with our animals, getting to know our animals, their personalities, so we can place them in that, like I said, that most appropriate home for them. So we do our best, and any information is better than no information.
and I'd say, you know, it's so important to tell the truth about behavior tendencies and mm-hmm. history and all of that sort of thing, because that is so helpful in all that, that we've already talked about. But I can also say, as an animal behavior therapist and having mm-hmm. been doing this professionally for like 50 years, you know, I've seen some miraculous things happen. And I've seen, particularly with cats, because, you know, I teach, Kimberly, what I call the human-to-animal transference, and how mm-hmm. our animals are emotionally and physically affected, you know, by their humans and what's going on with their humans. But
absolutely.
I have seen some miraculous cases, especially with cats, when we've had extreme behavior issues in mm-hmm. the home with one family. But the cat is removed from that family and put with a different one.
Yes.
And the behavior completely changes.
Mm-hmm. Cats are so sensitive to their environment.
Exactly.
And if there's one thing off balance in a home, you know, what I mean, every house, all families, there's going to be stressors. We understand that. That's just life. But cats, like you said, especially cats, are so sensitive to those things. So absolutely, just because there might be an issue in one home, there might be a different home out there that might be a more appropriate for that animal.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about you find a stray cat mm-hmm. or dog? Can folks bring stray animals to you?
So we are unfortunately not licensed to take in strays. The other shelters, you can absolutely come to us and we will scan for a microchip and see if the cat or the dog has a microchip, and
okay.
we can potentially locate the guardian. If not, we will send them to the shelter that they are supposed to go to. So it's one of those interesting things that I learned that I had no idea. Municipal shelters have contracts with specific cities.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go to that city, or excuse me, that shelter in which you found, in the city that you found the animal. And the reason why they do that is because, so guardians, if they notice that their pet is missing, they do not have to go around shelter to shelter to shelter. They just need to know which shelter they need to go to, and that's where their animal's going to be. So it's a quicker location for them to pick up their pet. So we have the list of all the cities and which shelter they're supposed to go to, so we can point them in the right direction and where they need to go. But we can absolutely always scan for a microchip and see if we can find the guardian that way for them.
Well, that's great. But then, so you have to follow the rules,
yes.
and strays are, you know, lost animals need to go to the appropriate municipal shelter, and because that makes
correct.
It easier to find owners and so forth. But then remember also that Homeward, as well as other no-kill shelters in the area, do take animals from shelters when they get overloaded and can't
absolutely.
Handle it, and bring them to their shelter. But they have to, you have to legally go through the right municipal shelter to start with.
Yes, we have to go through all the steps first. And there's been quite a few times in our experience that someone came in with a stray animal and they did the right thing and they went to the shelter that the animal was supposed to go to. And 2 weeks later, that animal is at our shelter and available for adoption because we went and got them once they were off their stray hold.
All right. So that's good to know. Okay, we are going to take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. And then, since we've covered, I think, all the basic information that we need to, we're going to first follow up on last month. Kimberly was here and highlighted a couple of dogs. We're going to find mm-hmm. out what's happened with them. Do we have any happy endings and forever homes found, or what's going on? And then we got a list of some great new ones that we're going to try to find homes for. And then we'll get to current events, stuff going on at Homeward coming up. So stay right where you are, folks. Animal World continues. We're talking with Kimberly Zuckerman. She's the Behavior Team Coordinator from Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. And we will continue our discussion straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's anandawashington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga during that break, and I just wanted to say that there's all kinds of cool stuff going on there during the month of May. Now, the new yoga hall has been completed and is up and running. It's at the same location where the Ananda Meditation Temple is on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of the Bothell Everett Highway and 405 interchange. And they've got some really special yoga class schedules going on. They start tomorrow. Classes starting tomorrow morning, 10:30 to 11:50. There's classes now, yoga classes Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They've got a special deal going on with the new hall opening. You can buy a 4-class pass for 50% off, and that's now through June. So that's only $6 a class using the coupon half for class. Upon checkout, if you register online. And then there is going to be the open house. Well, it's actually the dedication of the Ananda Yoga Hall at that location. And that's, I believe, let's see, Sunday, May 15th. And a free lunch and tours and all of that. And then All yoga classes are going to be free the following week at the new yoga hall. So the Gala Yoga Hall dedications on Sunday, May 15th at 11:30 to like 2:30, something like that, with a free lunch, and you're all invited to attend. So if you're interested in starting yoga, this is the place to do it, because the price is right. Free classes the whole week after the dedication on the 15th, and half-price classes from now through June at the new location. And it's a spectacular new building. Also wanted to remind you, we heard from Whispering Dragon and Dr. Nels Rasmussen, so nelshealingministry.com and whispering-dragon.com. And you heard us talking about Animal World advertising here. Got a hot new advertiser special here for as little as $26 a week, even less than what it says in the ad. $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show, an interview, and all that cool stuff. So get in touch with me. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And let's see, let's congratulate Lori from Seattle, who won the Missing Link, and she's getting the canine skin and coat formula. So check in again with us next week if you missed out, but we give it away every week. And then let's see, Kathy, what, you got a call from Peg from Shoreline, wants cat owners to update their address for their microchips if they don't know what company. How do they update their address for microchips if they, I don't understand your message.
What can pet owners do if they've had an address change?
Oh, okay. And they don't know, well,
they don't know the chip company, or I suggested that they call the location where they
that's what I was thinking.
Originally,
I know,
started
with my Robbie has a tag on his collar that says he has a microchip, and we have Kimberly on the line, so we're Kimberly from Homeward Pet Adoption Centers on the line. So Kimberly, are you with me?
I am. I was just going to ask if I could weigh in on
That was my flash in my mind is, well, we have someone that probably knows more than me and Kathy about this, but that's a good question. Peg from Shoreline has called in, and she says, you know, how do you update your address if it's changed, if you don't know the company that makes your microchip? What do you do?
Yeah. So if you do not have any of the previous information as far as what company your pet is microchipped with, what you're going to want to do is take them to a vet or a shelter, and we'll go ahead and scan them, and we'll have that ID number. And then all you need to do from there is go to Google, and you type in microchip lookup, and there are websites that all you do is type in the microchip ID, and it will tell you the company. It does not give you, or it does not give out any of your personal information, just tells you the company that the microchip is registered at. And then you have the phone number, and you can call them and give them the ID number and update your information. And can I just say, good for Peg for asking that question.
Yeah.
Because there are so many pets in shelters because of inaccurate information on the microchip, and we just cannot relocate them back to their guardians. And it happens all so often. So for her, asking that question is great. So yeah, just Peg, go ahead and go to a shelter or a vet, get that ID number, go online, and then you can just call the company and having that ID number, and they can update your information.
And is that you Google microchip lookup?
Microchip lookup, yes.
And you Google that, and that will then get you to where you want to go.
Yes, and it will take you. There's a couple different websites that you can select, but all of them do the same thing, and we rely on them quite often, because sometimes for us, when we, you know, we always have to go there too to find out which company first.
Now, I know my microchip was done by our animal vet, Dr. Bill. And so I know that if I needed that information, I could just call Quilcita Vet, my vet office, and they'd pull out, you know, animal's record, and they have the record of that. But let's say if you...
Yes, great point, Martha, too, yes.
Yeah, but if you got a microchip at a clinic or some other way, they might not be able to easily locate records, or you might not remember whatever. So if you don't have a tag on the collar or something... or lost your files. I can certainly relate to the piles in my office and how I wouldn't necessarily be able to come up with it myself, but I could call my vet. So, yeah. Kimberly, that's just great and a great question, Peg. So you got to get the ID number first. And to do that, somebody has to scan the chip. But that's like something, Kimberly, we were just talking about. They could bring their pet to Homeward, and you'd scan it and give them the ID chip.
Yeah,
and so, vets all have scanners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
So veterinary offices and pretty much any shelter or rescue, right?
Any
of those places would be able to scan for you and get you the number.
Yes, exactly.
And then you got to go online. And if you don't have a computer or whatever, you can go to the library and use their computer. But you need the ID number first, and that requires a scan.
And if you don't have online access, I always say it never hurts to ask if you're at a shelter or a vet clinic. I think if you're just honest and express that you don't have access online and maybe ask them to look it up, it only takes 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So as long as they have the time, I'm one of those people, it never hurts to ask.
yeah, because obviously. So, yeah, great question, Peg. Thanks for calling in with that.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, we are talking to Kimberly Zuckerman. She is the Behavior Team Coordinator for Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. And the last time you were on, Kimberly, we talked about a couple of dogs. And so why don't we, I think we have, you and I spoke briefly, and one of the dogs in question that we were hoping to find a home for at that time, that was Bailey.
Yeah.
And we talked about her, but my understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, in the meantime, you know, she's one of your behavior dogs in your team and your program. And as everyone's been working with her, some little hitches in the giddy up sort of showed up, you know, in the behavior stuff. And you guys have just decided to keep her in the training program for a while. So her adoption's on hold.
Yeah, we're just going to continue doing some more training with her and making her even more of an amazing dog right now.
Yeah, because I know she's one of your personal favorites, and you take her out all over the place. But just because of some little things, and that's just to let you know that how responsible they are at Homeward. Anything weird shows up, they want to make sure they work through it all to make sure these dogs are great for new homes or what specific needs they have. And so Bailey's still a work in progress. But
absolutely.
I think we have some good news about the other one, don't we?
Yes, we do. Lady Clover.
Clover.
She was our 3-year-old cattle dog that we had at our shelter. And she got adopted about 2 weeks ago by a family. And I spoke with them on the phone a week ago. And the report was just through the roof. It was amazing. I am so happy to report that she's living on 5 acres.
Wow.
She has a stream that she gets to go run and play in the water in, which, by the way, she loves the water. The family was just gushing about her. They could not stop saying all of these amazing things about her. And I think one of the nicest part of the update was she has bonded to the 16-year-old son the most. And they take Clover to his baseball games and his baseball practices. And every time it's his turn to go up to bat, she rushes the back of the fence and starts jumping up and barking and wagging her tail, like almost as if she's cheering him on.
That's how
the family described it. I always say the dogs that stay a little bit longer and the cats that stay a little bit longer always seem to hit the jackpot when it comes to new families. And it really sounds like Clover hit the jackpot. And you know, when I call and check in with families, because she was a dog that was on the behavior team, so I always follow up with a phone call, just making my presence known and letting them know, hey, I'm here if you have any questions or any hiccups. And I said to them, well, is there anything I could help you with, because it seems like everything's going well. And the only thing that they said is that she pulls on leash. So we talked about some loose leash walking, and I gave them a plan and a video on how to continue to work with her on that. And then I'll give it about another few weeks and check back in again and hopefully have just as good of an update.
All right. That sounds wonderful. Or you can tell them to call Aunt Martha for a quick fix.
That's one of
the problems I solve in 5 minutes or less. We're done, and they're in Fat City. Did it yesterday. another rescue dog home. And by the time we got done, well, the dog wouldn't jump in the car, and the lady is on a cane, and so that was a problem, and the pulling on the leash and all of that. We had it all. By the time I was done, the dog was walking on an absolutely loose leash. No problems. The dog was happily jumping in and out of the car. And this is one of those difficult SUVs to jump in because the black interior is black and it dips down right after the fender, you know, right inside. So, but the dog was, you know, and so by the time we were done, she was like, well, you look at the dog now and it's kind of like, why did I call you? Oh, yeah, I called you to get all this stuff done and now it's all handled. So, you know, with those kind of problems, that's often if they need private help and don't have access to the behavior team and so forth, I resolve those problems real quickly. So anyway,
I was thrilled that that was their only hiccup.
Exactly. Because, you know, that's usually a hiccup with all dogs until you work through it.
Yeah.
Now, Kathy's wondering, especially when we're talking these specific animals, is Homeward on Facebook, or is it a place where you have pictures or stories about these animals?
We do. So we are great at posting updates on our Facebook. So we're Homeward Pet Adoption Center on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we also do run a blog on our website, www.homewardpet.org, and if you scroll down and onto the right, we have a running blog, and it's we include our happy tales on there, but it's also just the going on of everyday activity at Homeward. So it might be a volunteer walking a dog or socializing with a cat, an event going on. So we always have that blog up and running, and that will include updates on our adopted pets.
Okay, great to know. All right, so everybody's covered from our last feature, so let's we've got some new ones on the list here we want to find out, and let's see, it looks like Mario is the first one up. So what and who is Mario?
Yeah, Mario, I of course love Mario because he is a dog that's on the behavior team, so I've had a lot of opportunity to get to know him and spend time with him, and he is our 4-year-old Pomeranian. He's black and white. We got him from a municipal shelter that we work with, and he is one of those dogs that he is not your typical Pomeranian personality, in the fact that I always say he's a large dog trapped in a really pretty fluffy body, because he is so smart, so active. He loves to have a job. His favorite thing to do is learn new things. Very fun dog. We are looking for a family that has small breed experience or Pomeranian experience. He does need to go to an adult-only home, as he can be a bit sensitive to handling. So that's one of the things that we've been working with him on the behavior team, is desensitizing, touching him on certain parts of his body that he's not 100% comfortable with, and he's doing really well. He's also one of those dogs that he just needs to get to know you and trust you before you start handling him in a way that might be a little invasive to him.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
and he
so
is
adult
one that,
adult only home, no children visiting or living in. And you
correct.
Say apparently he doesn't want to live with cats either, huh?
Yep, I was just going to say he does well with dogs, but he is looking for a cat-free home.
Okay. And let's see, he's been with you guys. Oh, well, it sounds like he's a typical Pomeranian, which is the problem I usually see Pomeranians for is too much barking.
Oh, yes.
And apparently that's on Mario's list. He's a vocal guy.
He is one of our talkative guys. He has a lot to say, and he tends just to be talkative when he's really excited. Like when he sees us and he knows it's time to go out for a walk or it's time for dinner, he's just talking, saying, I'm ready, let's go. So we are, you know, we are recommending probably apartments and condos might not be the best for him, just because he likes to talk, but I would say he's not too over the top. It's just when it's time to do things that he enjoys, and he loves to walk, and he is a fast walker. I usually do like a slow jog with him to keep up with him. his little feet just go.
So he needs a lot of good aerobic exercise, and yeah, so somebody that needs to walk, he'd be a good excuse for getting his human out walking, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and getting the human to work with him and just spend time with him. He really likes that. And once he bonds, then he starts to turn into that lap dog that seeks a lot of attention and going to your lap.
All right. So, and it looks like he's been with you almost 3 months, so this guy needs
a
home.
Yes,
this guy needs a home. And in some respects, that's good because he's had so much work with the behavior team.
Mm-hmm, yes, and we put him on the behavior team right when he came to us as well. We knew that he had a lot of sensitivity to handling. And, of course, being a small dog, there are some cases where you have to pick up the small dog. You know, they might not be able to jump in that SUV or sometimes, you know, make the stairs or whatever it is. So we put him on the team right away working with him on that handling, and he's been doing beautifully so far with it.
All right. So Mario is a four-year-old black and white Pomeranian. I'm assuming he's a neutered male.
He is,
and yeah. We want an adult-only home with no cats or kids, and mm-hmm. and probably a house rather than an apartment or condo because he is a talker. And mm-hmm. but somebody that's kind of active. This is not a couch potato dog.
He's not. No, he's fun.
So he's fun and wants to walk or run with somebody and or do some tricks or training, or it sounds like he might even be a good agility dog.
I was just going to say, you know, before we started talking this morning, I was thinking of the dogs that we have on the team and what new things that I want them to start learning this week, and Mario came to mind. I was like, you know what? He might enjoy learning how to spin when he gets really excited. So maybe we should teach him how to spin, and that would be cute too, and get some adopters' attention.
Yeah, and I think trick training is just really phenomenal for all dogs. Because it teaches them to learn. It teaches them to mm-hmm. learn from their people and learn vocabulary and also, yeah, and that spin and twirl. I teach dogs to spin means go to the right, twirl means go to the left. But it's
that's exactly what I do too. Yeah. That is funny.
And sometimes I call wind them up. Okay, unwind, wind them up, unwind. And that it's really a great frustration venting behavior for
it
them.
Is.
So anyway, yeah. Mario sounds like a really fun dog. We're gonna take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Kimberly's going to hang with us. And when we come back, it is a balanced program after all. So, and you know, remember, dogs drool, cats rule. We got two cats to tell you about, and then some current events going on at Homeward Pets. So stay right where you are. More to come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, best-selling author Kristen Woodson Harvey's new book, Lies and Other Acts of Love, explores the lies we tell to protect our loved ones and the life-altering consequences of a hidden truth revealed. Plus, New York Times investigative journalist looks into the science, psychology, and emotional truth behind creativity and being the best we can be in smarter, faster, better. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk 1150 and catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You just heard us talking again about Darcy Pariso, very gifted animal communicator and medium extraordinaire, Reiki master, and she'll be in the studio with us next week. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday, so be sure to join us next week. Call in early, because you know she's really popular, and we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. Darcy can help you connect with your current animal friends, answer questions, and find out stuff about them, or she can help you be in touch with your animal or human loved ones on the other side. So be sure and join us next week. Talk With Your Animal Sunday, right here on Animal World. Right now, we're getting back to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And she does a lot to help our animal friends, and that's Kimberly Zuckerman. She is the Behavior Team Coordinator from Homeward Pet Adoption Center. And Kimberly, next up, we got to tell some kitty stories here.
We do. I'm so excited to share about some of our cats.
Yeah, so tell me about this Albert Snuggles guy. He's got a pretty phenomenal story.
Doesn't he? I know. That's why I really wanted to share his story, because I look at his story and I think, wow, were the stars aligned for this cat or what? Albert Snuggles is our 2.5-year-old brown tabby. He came to us from a rescue group, and once our animals come from right off the transport, they go straight into the clinic for a general assessment just to make sure that they're healthy enough and get vaccinated before going on to the floor. And on this day, we happen to have Dr. Yannick, who's from Vision Pet Imaging, and he does ultrasounds, and he donates his time whenever we need an animal that needs an ultrasound. He comes to us into our shelter.
Excellent.
And he happened to be here this day, and when Albert Snuggles came in, they took him out of the carrier, and he was just struggling to catch his breath.
Mm.
He had very labored breathing, and since Dr. Yannick was there, he said, hey, let's do an ultrasound. And it turned out that he, all of his organs were pushed all the way to the top, right underneath his heart sac. He had it's a very rare condition. It's PPDH. And it's a hole between the abdomen and the heart sac. So all of his organs were going through this hole and not staying where they were supposed to be.
Wow.
And it's usually not symptomatic. So a lot of animals go without people knowing about it. And like I said, stars were aligned. Dr. Yannick was there. We saw this. So we rushed him to Animal Emergency Specialty in Kirkland, where they did emergency surgery on him to surgically repair that hole. But it was a very difficult surgery because he also had a collapsed lung. And
so
it was very difficult to put him under anesthesia for the surgery, but they just, I mean, if you've had any experience with Animal Emergency Specialty, they make it happen. They are a great organization, and they helped us with the cost of the surgery as well, too. He's been recovering now a little over 4 weeks, and he went for his post-checkup, and Dr. McKiernan, the surgeon, said that he looks amazing and cleared him for adoption, so he's now available for adoption, which we're so excited about.
So he's a 2.5-year-old brown tabby short hair.
Correct.
Neutered male, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And he's lived with cats and dogs before and done well with cats. The surgeon said that he does need just 2 more weeks of limited activity. So any adopter that does adopt him, the surgeon and Homeward Pet were recommending that you set him up in a smaller space, like a smaller bathroom, for the next 2 weeks, just so he's not running all over the place, jumping all over the place. His activity still needs to be at that lower level, just for 2 more weeks, and then he can resume whatever activity he would like after that.
Well, that's fabulous. So Albert Snuggles, and Snuggles, is he a snuggly kind of guy?
He is. You know what? Now that he's feeling better, we are finally starting to see his true personality. He comes off a little shy at first, but once you start petting him, he warms up very quickly. And I think the best part about him feeling better is he's starting to show his playful side, and he's starting to get eager with toys and wanting to go after them. So it's been really nice to see him come around. We all know when animals are feeling better and showing their true personality, so it's nice to see that.
Excellent, excellent. So Albert Snuggles is available now, but just needs still about a couple weeks more of recoup time. But you can check him out. And will people be able to find him on Facebook?
On our website.
On the website.
Yeah, on our website, we always list all of our available animals off of our website, and it will have the description of the kind of home that they're looking for and their personality, and then we'll also have a few pictures of them as well.
Okay, and then I want to quickly highlight, because always my heart gets the older models.
Yes.
We've got, let's see, Garnet, an 11-year-old black domestic short hair kitty. And she's got a little bit of special needs stuff going on, but she needs a home. So tell us a little bit about Garnet.
Yeah, she is one of our special needs cats. She was originally found as a stray, so we do not have any history of her living with other animals. We think in getting to know her personality that so long as she has a slow introduction that she can live with other animals. But when she came to us originally, we noticed that she was urinating a lot in her litter box, a lot more than we like to see. So our vets ran a urinary analysis and did some blood work, and unfortunately it did come back that she does have kidney disease. So since she does have kidney disease, she needs to be on a special renal diet and supplements for the rest of her life. They're not very expensive. It's just more so making sure that she eats it. I know, as you know, with special diets, they're not always the stinkiest or the tastiest to animals. So we finally found one that she liked, and we will send with any of our animals that are on medication or a special diet, we will give adopters the rest of the medication that we have and then some cans of the special diet to get them started off with for the first few days so they don't have to rush to the store right away.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah. So Garnet, wonderful if a home came up for her.
Yes, and we are looking for a quieter home for her. You know, she's more of an easygoing cat, so we think a low-key house would best suit her personality. And she's one that at first she comes off independent, but once she has some space and once she gets comfortable, she really starts to seek out attention. So I always say, don't let that independence fool you with her.
All right. Now, before we run out of time, let's talk about the big event coming up this month, because sounds like this is the first ever baby shower. So what is a fur baby shower?
Yeah, so like we mentioned earlier in the hour, it is almost kitten season.
Uh-huh.
So shelters, not just us, all shelters, all rescue groups are going to have an overabundance of kittens coming up in the next few months. So if anyone's looking for kittens, start looking online at shelters and rescue groups. And so with that, we always have, for us personally, we usually encounter anywhere from 400 to 600 kittens just at our shelter during kitten season. So supplies is what we always need. So our development team and our marketing team came up with this great idea. Why don't we have a fur baby shower? So on Saturday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., at our facility in Woodinville, if you come in with a couple of donations of kitten supplies, We're going to be having a lot of fun activities going on, some refreshments as well, and then we're going to give you guys a tour of our facility, not just our cat room. You could see our dog room as well, too. We have a Amazon wish list. If you don't know what to get, you know, if you've never had a kitten before and you don't know what it is that a kitten needs, we have an Amazon wish list. And it's just the basics that we're hoping to receive: some wet and dry kitten food, cat scratchers, kitten toys, and of course, kitty litter. I know you know, Martha, that kittens not only like to go pee and poop in their litter, but they love to play in their litter as well.
Yeah, that can be the case.
Yeah, so we always, you know, kitty litter is always good. So I'm very excited about it. It's the first one that we're having. And I think it's one of those things that your kids can get involved in, that your kids can get excited about. A lot of times young kids come into our shelter and they want to help the animals, but unfortunately to volunteer with the animals, you have to be a certain age. So I think something like this is really fun for young kids to get involved. You know, just going and buying a couple cans of wet kitten food and then coming into the shelter and getting to see the animals that they're helping is just a great way to teach kids compassion, but then also have a little fun with it because we have some activities going on as well.
So that's going to be the Fur Baby Shower. It'll be at the mm-hmm. Homeward Pet Adoption Center on Saturday, May 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring
yes.
stuff for kittens and have a great time with the tours and all of that. Don't have a lot of time left, Kimberly, but I just want to, I know you had the night at the movies with Homeward, and did that go well? Because it was just last week, wasn't it?
It was. It was just this last Thursday, and we actually sold out so quickly of the tickets that we actually had to ask the movie theater if we could potentially have the larger theater.
Wow.
And so they did accommodate us, and it was a great event. Anyone, if you didn't hear last month, it called The Champions, and it's a documentary on the organizations that helped rescue the Michael Vick fighting dogs.
Yeah.
And it was really, you know what, I was ready to bawl my eyes out. I came tissues in hand, but it was more of an uplifting story and where the animals are now and how successful they are in the community, just regular pets, and they just unfortunately had a rough start to begin with. So it was a very uplifting story.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was very good. So The Champions is what it was called. If anyone's interested, I know you can, they have it for download online.
Excellent. The Champions. All right, great to know. For any of you that need to contact Homeward Pet Adoption Center for any reason, you know, they're located in Woodinville. You can check out their website at www.homewardpet.org. You can find them on Facebook, Homeward Pet Adoption Center. And if you just want to give them a call, it's 425-488-4444. So, Kimberly, thanks for spending an hour with us on Animal World. I can tell you now that due to special programming, we're not doing a shelter rescue sanctuary show in June. So next opportunity
right.
will be in July, and I'll be back in touch with you about then. Because we'll want to check on all these animals and see if they've all got
yep.
homes.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for highlighting these animals in hopes to getting them a great home.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and enjoy some flowers. It's May Day.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
All right, bye-bye. All righty, we are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. We're going to talk to Meow Cat Rescue next. And then we'll be talking to Zach from the Ananda Farms on Camino Island to close out the hour. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.